This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Exactly at 13 minutes before the top of the hour, right here on Ihlangana Midday Show on MUT Radio, shaping honor the future. We did promise you an interview with Chef Zingisa, who is a chef and also a content creator and also a founder of Zingisa Food Club. So she's going to be telling us more about that right here on Ihlangana Midday Show. I believe we do have her on the line. Sis Zingisa, how are you?
I am very well, thank you, Putin and Janine.
Oh, I'm very well. Sorry for that. A little bit of technical issues we had there, but now we are cool.
Yeah, but no worries.
Yes, so before we get into all the food stuff, I want to know more about you firstly. Can you tell me where you grew up and how you actually fell in love with cooking?
So I was born in Tabanchu in the Free State, a small town just outside of Bloemfontein. And I grew up basically all over the country. Abazali bam abefundisi basewisile. So every 2 years, we used to move to a different province. And because of that constant moving, I got exposed to new cultures, languages, and foods. And that inspired my love for different foods and exploring and just trying out new things. And that's how I think I ended up in the direction that I'm currently on.
That is amazing, man. So now you are in Dubai, if I'm correct.
Yes.
So can you tell us, how was the transition coming from South Africa going to Dubai? How are things?
I won't lie. At first, it was a little bit difficult. The environment is a lot more pressured. The restaurant does a lot more covers, so the expectations are much higher. Also, just kind of adapting to being away from family, from friends, stepping way out of your comfort zone. Also, the weather and the climate here is very different. So it's very hot. It's in the desert. So your body, your mind, so many things are adapting. But one of the things that I will say has helped me to adapt is just having a vision for where I want to go and understanding that this is just a part of the process. And the quicker that I teach myself to adapt, the better I will find the environment and the more I can extract from it. So now I'm in a very good place. I'm very comfortable. I've been here for over 3 years and Dubai is like my second home now.
That is amazing, man. I wish you could forget suitcasing just for this humble now and next time. Yes, man. So how is the food that side? How is the food different from this side?
It's very different in that you are exposed to a lot more cuisines than you would in South Africa. For example, in Mzansi, you occasionally find like a Japanese restaurant or something. But here, ayikho a cuisine that is not represented here. So ukudla kwalana is extremely diverse, extremely worldly. But kuhlukile because akufani nasekhaya. There's about one South African restaurant, ekhoyo lana, but nayo, you know, it uses the ingredients. So it tastes similar, but it's not the same. But
it's not the same.
And who's not afraid of trying new things, I don't mind the same because ngiyazi ekhaya, I can get it if I. But when I'm here, I'm trying to teach myself, my palate, my mind, ukuthi ngidle more things so that nami, when I translate this into my content, I can introduce different types of food and cuisines to abantu.
That is amazing, man. So, you know, we are a campus radio station, so we mostly have a target audience, which are students. So can you tell us maybe a meal that we can prepare or students can prepare for themselves that is affordable, I must say?
There are so many meals. Gakulu mina, I was still a student in varsity. Pasta was always my base. I pasta, and it's really, really good. And my friends will tell you, mina wangishaya ipilchat ne pasta, enzi magabi, you know. So people have this thing that making food has to be complex. Any ingredients, pasta is a good source of carbohydrates, ikunike energy. So if you can just use any pasta, utate an onion and any protein. Protein can be poultry, it can be chicken breast, it can be minced meat. And you can easily make a very affordable dish for yourself. It doesn't have to be uti udlama noodles njalo noma udlama qanda njalo. There's so much more that you can learn.
That is amazing. Hopefully our students are listening. And since we are celebrating Africa Month, Africa Day Nayeza very soon, any African like dish that you can prepare for us right now?
Any dish that I could prepare, I will say, because I'm Xhosa, umngqusho is my absolute favorite. To those who don't know what umngqusho is, it's a meal made from samp and beans that is slow cooked over a long period of time, and it is just delicious. So I would make you umngqusho with either beef bones or lamb bones, because that's something that my grandmother really, really likes. And I found the older I get, I love those comfort foods. So umngqusho and some beef bones is definitely a traditional dish I would make.
That is amazing. And dithina ke sikesithanda ukuthi when we are eating something sibe ne drink nyane singayiphuza khona singesibinde ke. So any drink that you would recommend now?
How, Mina, I love ginger beer. I really believe that my grandmother has the best ginger beer recipe in Tabeni. So I would recommend eat ginger beer. I get, if you don't have iskhathi to make it yourself, uyibambele nje stone inkosi yami. Uzobarite. I love ginger beer. It's one of my favorite drinks in Jay.
That is amazing. Before I let you go, I know you're also a content creator, so people must follow you. So when people want to get a hold of you, how can they do it?
I am at Zingy's Food Club on all my socials. You can find me on YouTube. I am on Instagram and I'm also on TikTok. Please tag me, send me messages. I would love to engage with all of you. I'm also willing to give advice in terms of how you can apply if maybe now you have visions of seeing yourself working abroad, the process of how to get there. I'm more than willing to use myself as a resource and share all the information that I've gotten through my journey. So at Zingy's Food Club on TikTok, on Instagram, and on YouTube.
That is amazing. And thank you very much for the work that you are doing. You are putting South Africa on the map, because I'm sure what you've introduced them to some of our dishes on the site.
I definitely have. I'm a proud South African wherever I go. And everything that I am, all my determination, the hard work, the passion, isuka ekhaya, it's what I believe being a South African is, being strong, determined, passionate, creative, all those things.
Thank you very much, Sisi Zingisa, for joining us on MUT Radio. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so, so much for having me, and thank you to your listeners.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.